Yeah, I've never poked around with those settings on my router. I've got TruStream as my internet provider. And I think that, you know, you nailed it. It is a port forwarding issue, and I don't know how to do that. So maybe I'll figure that out another day. As for VPNs, I do run a VPN on many of my actual devices, but I don't have it set up on my router for all of my traffic. So there's that.
So here's the thing. The most like, you know, VPN services that you would pay for, they give you a separate IP address, but it's not, like, public-facing in a way. You can't really port forward with that VPN. So it won't really work correctly. Where if you use this, it would give you a public-facing IP address with all of the ports opened, and you wouldn't even have to do any port forwarding. And it would even allow you to allow inbound connections while you're on a cellular hotspot. So if you just brought your hotspot with you on the go, and you had it connected to your phone's cellular hotspot, you would still be able to allow inbound connections because the public-facing IP address of just your hotspot would be something like 4415 dot whatever, but it's, you know, it's got all the ports opened on it, so it would allow that traffic through. I had a feeling you would jump in here.
Yeah, you know I can't resist. I had to do that on mine. I had to specifically purchase a VPN that had a public-facing IP address because when you take that hotspot on the road and you tie it to an LTE network, you get a double NATing issue and the whole thing locks up.